The land of forgotten cars. In a faraway valley, where the sun shone brightly and the sky was always a clear shade of blue, there was a secret place where all the unwanted and forgotten cars came to rest. It was called the Land of Forgotten Cars, and it was a land like no other. Amidst the rolling hills and winding roads, cars of all shapes, sizes, and colors gathered, each with a story to tell. They had been the worst-rated cars of their time, but here they lived in harmony, free from the judgments they once faced. One cloudy morning, a young car named Sparky found himself rolled into the valley. He was a tiny electric car with bright yellow paint that had begun to chip away. "Why am I here?" Sparky wondered. "I may not have been the fastest or the fanciest, but surely I don't belong in the land of forgotten cars." Just then, a gentle voice called out, "Welcome, Sparky. I am Otto, the guardian of this land. Here, no car is judged by reviews or ratings, but by the joy they can still bring." Otto, a wise old pickup truck with a heart just as big as his tires, showed Sparky around. There were games of tag between sporty coupes and ancient sedans, races where the only goal was to laugh as much as possible, and a workshop where cars could twirl and dance, adding their own creative flair to their design. Sparky realized that every car in this land was valuable in its own unique way. Sparky spent his days making new friends and learning that what others considered worst might just be different. He helped organize races, painted magnificent murals on his friends' doors, and even learned to sing in the valley's choir, where the rumble of engines sounded like music. The Land of Forgotten Cars taught Sparky a valuable lesson. It doesn't matter what the world thinks of you. What truly matters is finding your own happiness and bringing joy to those around you. And so, Sparky no longer felt abandoned, but instead treasured, just like every other car in the valley.